is a thorn in the side of corrupt institutions. A drop of chlorine dioxide starts a health revolution. How they duck and they dive, spread lies and confusion. But in truth we abide, we got the solution. It's a health revolution.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the G2 Voice broadcast. It is Sunday, September 9th, in the year of the Lord, 2018. And I always like to mention the Lord. We need the Lord's blessing on our life every day. Right, Joe?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So, September 9th. This is our what?
104th broadcast.
Which is?
A two-year mark.
Two-year anniversary.
Bravo.
I don't know if we should pat ourselves on the back, but 2 years, wow.
We didn't think we'd make it this
far. We thought we'd do, a year or so, but I've already got two more broadcasts lined up, and we got a few people it's just coming in, the ideas and the information and the need to cover different things. Just read the news. I mean, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, as your son says. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Remember this, in our G2 Voice broadcast, we are subtitling them all in Spanish, and Portuguese is being done too. So, speaking of Spanish, my book is, 90% done, Joe?
Yeah, I'd say 90.
Yeah, by the end of the month, we should have the Spanish book, at least the e-book out, and maybe even the printed one. Because what happens is we can get it printed really quick and shipped anywhere in the world through Amazon. And then we carry a bunch of copies at different places, and we're going to probably supply different countries with it. Mm-hmm. Maybe Chile. We're planning the trip. We call it the trip.
Yeah. So if you have anybody that wants to know anything in Spanish or wants to know what we're doing, just send them to the G2 Voice YouTube channel, and all those videos have Spanish subtitles. Well, they're getting done. They're mostly done. So.
But also they can get in touch with you how?
You can contact me at joseph@genesis2church.is or Spanish is iglesiagenesis2@gmail.com.
Yeah, because there's a big Spanish world out there, and we're going to plan probably February to go to Chile. Then maybe we might do back-to-back Chile-Argentina. We might.
Mm-hmm.
We might. We might wait, because it's once you go down to the bottom of the earth, you're right across the border. You might as well just kind of
down there. You might as well.
Yeah, instead of coming all the way back up here and going down, and then we might. We're thinking about Peru. We're thinking about Mexico, and maybe Panama. We got a few people there, and even Brazil. So we're going to be a busy year next year. We're hopefully go in January going to Africa. Africa, as they say in Boston. So 2 years, Joe. Let's see if we make three. I don't know if we'll make three because, there's another anniversary today. Mm-hmm. And this is what I want to get on because I don't care if you believe it or not. I need to tell you because this is real history and this is mathematical history. We remember the guy we had when we lived in DR come down one summer. He was an MIT mm-hmm. professor. I mean, mathematician genius. The military grabbed him.
Shorter guy. Black.
Karufi.
Black
was his name?
Yeah.
Karufi?
Jeff.
Yeah, I think that's his name.
Jeff Karufi.
Anyways, Jeff, listen, if anybody knows. Anyways, mathematician, him and three other Christians from MIT will go around the world debate evolution mathematically and just kick their
it's all numbers.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Kick the digits out of them.
So the mathematical chances for evolution to be true is impossible. And the mathematical chances for all the things that have happened in the Bible throughout history, and God said it would happen before, is impossible too. Unless
and they're proven.
Yeah, and they're proven. So I just want to mention this, so just so you know. Maybe it'll prick your attention to get into it even more. But this is the 120th Jubilee, okay? When Jubilee was the 50th year when everything would revert back to the original owners. Like if I sold the house, my great-grandfather sold the house and property and everything, then when the Jubilee came, we get all that back. You can only have it for 50 years.
It's like a blessing.
It's like a lease.
The blessing year.
Yeah. The everybody, all the slaves go free, and everything's back to its owner. Debts are wiped out. And it's also a time where they really self-examine yourself before God because you're getting ready to do a sacrifice. So anyways, I want to mention this. This is really cool. So 120th Jubilee, and Jubilee is 50 years, is 6,000 years. And it started after Noah, the flood. Not from creation. There was another 1,000 before that. But it started with Noah. It's the 120th Jubilee. Many prophecies, many things said at the 120th Jubilee, that will be over. And there's a verse in Genesis 6, Joe. I don't even know if I've told you this. It says, my spirit shall not always strive with man, but he will have 120 years. And everybody thinks, well, 120, that's as much as you're going to live after the flood, because they were living 7, 8, 900, and Methuselah was 969.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so everybody thought it was the man's lifestyle. And you don't really see anybody living over 120. And I think they say 130 or something. I think they probably didn't have good records. And maybe there's an exception. Anyways, I said all this. Could it be 120 years of jubilees? Then my spirit's not going to strive. It's leaving. And that's what it says in Revelation. It's going to leave. The Spirit of God's going to leave. That's what's going to be so horrible, is the Spirit of God being taken from this earth. Now, this is all Bible. This isn't religion. No, it's some doctrine and creed and sectarianism. And this is just Bible history. So I want to show you something. It's 120th year from the time of Jubilee, from the time of Noah. That's 6,000. It's the 70th Jubilee since Moses crossed the Red Sea. Oh, yeah, that's a little fairy tale like Wizard of Oz. Oh, yeah? It just so happens they've a guy named Ron Wyatt found chariots.
Oh, he found many things.
Oh, yeah, we're just saying in the Dead Sea part.
Where he broke the rock and everything, yeah.
He found some really cool stuff. Even the real Mount Zion with the Ten Commandments. Really cool stuff that you don't hear unless you study and go into archaeology, which I studied, okay? And it's the 40th Jubilee since Jesus Christ resurrected. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So, I'm telling you folks, this is cool. Today, tonight, really in Israel, it starts tonight, you have a day and a half, and then they blow the last trump. When the Sanhedrin, the priests go out and they see the moon, they say, okay, it's a new year. And they blow the trumpet to say it's the new year. And that's called the day of no man knoweth the day of the hour, because it depends when the priests go out and see that. There has to be two of them. Okay? So that happens. That can happen. And these feasts, according to Genesis, the signs were giving, the things in the lights in the sky were given. Let me read the verse. Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light unto the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day. Joe, that sun's never burned up.
Mm-hmm.
It just been burning for billions?
Didn't it just appear?
I mean, this is crazy. It's supposed to be consumed unless something is keeping it together. And the lesser light to rule the night. That's the moon. And that just reflects the sun. He made the stars also. Okay? And it says, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and years. The calendar part is the, you know, the moon and the times of the calendar. That's the last. The first thing was for signs.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of signs in these last, this 50th Jubilee, 120th Jubilee, has lasted from last September to this one. And God like waits, because he's so merciful, long-suffering, to the last minute to do something. So this could be some crazy stuff going on. 19:4, look at these feasts that we're coming up on. There's three in the fall and four in the spring. Jesus fulfilled every one of them. The Passover, the unleavened bread, the first fruits, and the Pentecost. All four of them the first time when he came as a lamb. Now he's coming as a lion, and he's going to do the next three. And guess what? The trumpet blows, the times of the Gentiles are finished, and the Messiah comes. Whoa. This is what's going on. 1947, Israel became a nation. It was a Jubilee. Well, the 119th. 1967, Jerusalem became the capital. They took it back. The Six-Day War. The 119th Jubilee. Now we're into the 120th Jubilee. And what did we have last year? All these blood moons, all these things in the sky. The eclipse went right through America, hit seven Salems as it went through America, right down the line. I mean, there's so much stuff that's mathematically impossible. And this was all talked about 2,000, 3,000 years ago, okay? Listen, folks, this is really happening. The days of the trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the tabernacles are the ones that are coming next. You are the Jews. I'm not talking about Israel and Netanyahu and all the things that are going on both sides that are horrible crimes against humanity. I'm talking about the real history of the Bible, how God's going to set it up again as the God, government of God. Mm-hmm. Not with a king, God ruling. So I'm saying all that to say this. If we're not around, folks, I told you, pay attention. Get in the book of Revelation. Get yourself a King James Bible. Because there's a verse that I think could be very soon fulfilled. And it's in 1 Thessalonians 4:13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Asleep means dead. See, people have no hope. Oh, they're gone. I'll never see them again. A friend of mine, you know, Joe, mm-hmm. his daughter died last night, about your age. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly how it happened, but I'm praying for him. Joe, we're praying for you, buddy, and your family and your son and you, everybody there. But anyways, they have hope, you know. They're going to see her again, maybe sooner than they think, maybe tonight. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, this is the key. John 6:29 says, this is the work of God, that all men believe on him whom he sent. Believe on Christ. And rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. And this is the good part. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, they which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Those guys are going first. But it's so quick, it's just instantaneous. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Everybody says, that's Trump. See, he's the president. You know, now he's trying to, you can mix things in. But God has a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Last trump. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. That's some comfort, Joe.
Amen.
And in Revelation 5, it says there's a book that couldn't be opened, and this lamb walked up and took the book away from the God on the throne. And no one can do that unless he's God himself. His son went up and took the book. And I just want to read this part. And they sing a new song. This could be really soon. Listen to what it says. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. And that's not enough. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth forever. Whoa. And we're going to be singing, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom, strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven on and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all they are them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Everybody's going to have to say that. I don't believe it. I'm sorry, folks. There's too much mathematical facts to prove all this is going to happen. Might not happen tonight. He's never done everything else in order. But it might not happen tomorrow. Might not happen this year. But I have hope, and not a hope that's a hope. It's a hope based upon facts. Really, faith is based upon facts by the creation and everything else and the God in us. That talks to us and his words written in us. Well, that's enough preaching, but I just wanted to tell you folks, we might be gone. Joe, that would be tough, huh?
Yeah, really.
Really tough to handle. Last week we covered vaccine damage being done by Gardasil. Folks, I cannot say it enough, and I know I'm crude, rude, and sociably unacceptable the way I talk sometimes, but you're an idiot if you don't check out the flu shot or anything being injected into you. Oh, yeah, doctor, just inject it. What's in that? Oh, this is for penicillin. But what? What's in that? You know, what's in?
You, this yeah, I don't care what it what you call it. What is it?
Yeah, what's in it?
Yeah.
It's going into a closed system that's protected by this skin covering the whole body. Got a hole here and a hole coming out the back for the digestive system. And you better pay. This is what I mentioned in the book, how it all works, folks, as well as what we've been doing, healing people all over the world. And, yeah, I did mention some things about the facts about God and this body and how it's the same as the dirt. Isn't that coincidence? He says he made it from the dirt, and the exact same elements in our body, you squish them down, is the dirt.
And we go back to dirt when we die.
Yeah, we dust, right? Anyways, I recommend everybody get this book, not because I wrote it, okay? And I recommend everybody get Jim's book, not because he wrote it, because he compiled it. Don't listen, every bit of money from this book goes into the church, okay? And Jim, he does what he wants his book because he's 86 years old and he needs to live. He's not a rich man. We were just able to, the church to send him a few grand, Joe, to say, Jim, keep going, we love you. That's great. I love it. Get this book. This one. Both of them. Together. Cost you about $70. And you'll never regret it, folks. I can say without boasting that it's one of the most important books you're going to read about health. And if you follow it and do it, when I sign the book, I sign it, God bless you as you do this book. Because this will keep you healthy the rest of your life. Don't go to a dentist. Don't go to a doctor. I mean, you might go to a dentist if you broke a tooth, but try to treat your teeth. They're alive. They're porous. They can suck things in. You can treat, we treat the abscesses in roots, in nerves that are inside the enamel because it penetrates. DMSO will penetrate right through there, MMS. We've taken away many cases, Joe, of abscess teeth, bad gums, gingivitis, all that stuff within a few days, right? We've seen that. So don't take don't take vaccines ever, especially this Gardasil, none of them. And then we talk about how to cure HPV. It's usually mainly cured in the body because it's always around. And your body gets these warts and they go away and your body's fighting it.